Making two or multi-part molds. How to make a multi-part mold for ceramic artists, a step-by-step guide. Creating a multi-part mold is an essential skill for ceramic artists looking to replicate complex designs. Unlike single-part molds, multi-part molds allow for the production of intricate and detailed ceramic pieces that would otherwise be impossible to reproduce in one pour. In this blog post, we will walk you through the process of making a multi-part mold, providing helpful tips and best practices for ensuring success. Why multi-part molds? Multi-part molds are used when a ceramic piece has complex shapes, undercuts, or details that can't be cast using a simple one-piece mold. These molds are especially useful when you need to replicate a ceramic model multiple times with precise consistency. Multi-part molds typically consist of two or more pieces that fit together to encase the entire model, allowing for easy removal once the mold is set. Essential materials for making a multi-part mold. Before you begin, make sure you have the following tools and materials. Clay, for creating mold keys and holding your model in place. Model or original piece, the object you want to replicate. Number one, pottery plaster, ideal for making durable ceramic molds. Cottle boards, adjustable barriers to hold the plaster while pouring. Murphy's oil soap, acts as a release agent. Scale, for accurate measuring of plaster and water. Plastic pails, used to mix plaster. Flexible rubber bands, to hold the mold pieces together during casting. Metal rib and loop tool, for cleaning up edges of the mold. Mask/respirator, protect yourself from plaster dust. Step-by-step guide to making a multi-part mold. Step 1, prepare the model and setup. Choose the orientation. Determine how your model will be divided into parts. The number of parts depends on the complexity of the design and how easily it can be removed from the mold. For simpler models, two parts are often enough. More intricate designs may require three or more. Create mold keys. Roll out small balls or strips of clay and attach them to your model along the seam lines where the mold will be split. These will serve as registration points, or keys, to ensure the parts of your mold align perfectly when reassembled. Build the first section. Embed your model halfway into a slab of clay. Ensure the surface is smooth and free of gaps. Surround the clay slab with cottle boards or a sturdy barrier to contain the plaster during the pour. Step 2, apply release agent. Use Murphy's oil soap. Mix Murphy's oil soap with water at a 1:1 ratio. Apply 2 coats of the mixture to both the model and the clay surface to ensure the plaster doesn't stick to the model or the clay. Step 3, mix and pour the plaster. Calculate the amount of plaster. Use a plaster calculator or a volume chart to determine the correct ratio of plaster to water. Mix the plaster. Gently sift the plaster into water and let it slake for 5 minutes. Then mix it thoroughly for 2 minutes using a drill with a mixing attachment or 5 minutes with a spatula. Avoid vigorous stirring to prevent air bubbles from forming. Pour the plaster. Slowly pour the plaster over the model, directing it against the wall of the cottle board to avoid trapping air. Once poured, tap the cottle boards gently to release any remaining bubbles. Step 4. Let the first section cure. Curing time. Let the plaster cure for 30-45 minutes or until it feels firm and cools down after reaching its peak temperature. Remove clay and clean. Once cured, carefully remove the clay that was covering half of the model. Do not remove the plaster mold yet. Step 5. Create the second section. Prepare the second half. Clean the edges of the first section of the mold, then apply more Murphy's oil soap over the newly exposed surfaces and the original model. Pour the second section. Follow the same plaster mixing and pouring process as before. Ensure the keys made of clay are clear and align properly with the first mold section. Step 6. Repeat for additional sections, more complex models. If your model requires more than 2 sections, repeat the process for each additional mold part. Each section should be separated by a layer of clay and release agent to prevent them from sticking together. Step 7, final curing and cleanup, cure the mold. Allow all sections to fully cure before separating the mold pieces. Use a metal rib or loop tool to clean up any rough edges on the mold. Separate and reassemble. Once the mold is fully cured, carefully separate the parts. Your registration keys should help the sections fit back together seamlessly when you are ready to use the mold for casting. Tips for successful multi-part mold making plan ahead. Before starting, thoroughly plan how many mold sections are needed and where the seam lines should go. This will prevent issues later during casting. Ensure proper alignment. The clay keys are critical for ensuring that the mold pieces align correctly during reassembly. Take your time to place them accurately. Avoid overmixing plaster. Overmixing can introduce air bubbles, which will weaken your mold. Mix gently for the recommended time to ensure a smooth, durable mold. Use rubbing alcohol for air bubbles. Spritzing the surface of freshly poured plaster with rubbing alcohol can help pop air bubbles and ensure a smooth finish. Proper cleanup. Never wash plaster down the drain. Allow any leftover plaster to harden, then dispose of it in the trash. Conclusion: mastering multi-part molds for complex ceramic pieces. Creating a multi-part mold may seem intimidating at first, but with the right materials and methodical approach, it's a rewarding process that opens up endless possibilities for replicating intricate ceramic pieces. Follow the steps in this guide, and you'll be well on your way to mastering the art of multi-part mold making. Whether you're producing a series of complex vases, figurines, or other detailed ceramics, multi-part molds allow you to replicate your creations with precision and ease.